All right, week two in the NFL got kickstarted last night. Washington football team comes back with a late win, late field goal, potentially a field goal that should not have happened. Dexter Lawrence gets called offside. Now I'm seeing a bunch of reports online. You know, a lot of people are viewing the tape, and they're saying he wasn't offside. Like, he jumped right when he was supposed to jump. It was actually like a perfect break on the ball.
I love that one. You get the phone call. Actually, we missed that one, and we screwed it up, and it's like, you know, the pressure points and people, like, they get dumped on after that loss because someone else screwed up. That pisses you off, man.
Crush,
and don't forget about your Danny Dimes question with Mahomes.
Yes. All right. Yes, I will. Here is a longtime NFLer and a former Bill Charger. He's a big part also of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. Here is Sean Merriman. What's happening, Sean?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
We're doing well. Put us into the shoes of, like, a Giants fan. If you're Dexter Lawrence, let's say, and you get called on that penalty, and then they miss the kick, comes back, they end up making the kick the second time, you end up losing the game, and then the next day you hear from the league and they say, actually, you weren't offside. Our bad. You know, what is your response if you're in the Giants locker room?
You know, it's heartbreaking because they're always going to point out that one play, right? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. But if you look at the whole entire game, you know, they drop balls and touchdowns and miss opportunities. And so if you're inside the locker room, that's what they're going to talk about. They're not going to be talking about the one play, right? So when you get together on the team meeting on Monday, you're sitting in there, they're going to look at all the missed opportunities. Now, in the media, they're going to say they lost that game because he jumped off sides. Which he wasn't, and I was saying that during the game. I saw that, and I said, "Hold on, he jumped the same time the snapper moved his hand. You know, that's not illegal. I think that he was the first one to jump, so they saw it and they called him for it, but it was not offside."
Yeah, that one's tough to chew on, man. And
I
swear, when a kicker misses the kick and then there's a flag and he gets to re-kick it, they hit those 100% of the time. Doesn't it feel that way, Sean? Like, you just know it. After that's coming back and after the snap and the place, you know he's making that kick the second time.
Oh, absolutely, because the nerves and the jitters are out now. Right. He's already got a good whack at it, and he has another opportunity. And most guys, if you look at the percentages across the board, they're gonna knock those things down, and especially if they're not iced, right? If they're not calling the timeout and they're not iced, and now they got a free range, I think it will bolt out of timeouts at that point. Of course he's going to make it.
We're chatting with Sean Merriman. So we had a chat early this afternoon about Daniel Jones and where he could rank in the NFL and comparing him to Mahomes. I think it's a 5-win swing personally. I think if Mahomes is replaced by Daniel Jones in Kansas City, that's a 5-win swing. And I think if Mahomes were to replace Daniel Jones in New York, it's a 5-win swing. We called it the wins above Jones rating. Like, that's effectively what we're trying to
call it. We're really professional on this show.
Yeah, very professional.
Exactly.
Would you agree with that equation, or do you think it's an adjusted number one way or the other?
No, and look, this is why they pay these quarterbacks so much money, right? I mean, it really comes down to the type of quarterback and who you have there because they're generational talents. I mean, it's the reason why Patrick Mahomes got a $500 million contract. Because he can come into any organization and instantly upgrade him, you know, 5+ games by himself because just what he's capable of doing, his ability. And I'm not saying that, you know, that Daniel Jones didn't have ability. It's just that every 10 years or so, you see a guy like Patrick Mahomes. They just don't come around that often.
With Sean Merriman. So the Buffalo Bills, your Bills are down in Miami. And they're coming off a loss that, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers are a good team. They had a good game plan for that second half. But the Bills had a 10-point lead at the half, and they let it slip. Now they're down in Miami. Miami looked pretty good last week. Tua looked pretty calm. And I think Flores is a good coach. If this goes south for Buffalo, how much panic would you expect in Western New York on Monday morning?
I wouldn't panic so much just yet. It's going to be a tight game. It's going to be a physical game. I just remember the times and playing all the divisional opponents. Everything is just that much more physical. You get into it, it's a lot more chippy. Guys go just diving for every inch. And it's a little different when you get inside that conference. And yeah, you're right. I think that Miami, they do look good, but I don't expect the Bills to have another back-to-back letdown. I just don't see it happening. And Pittsburgh Steelers, people are not talking about them enough. You know, they had some injuries, had some guys to go down or whatnot. But let me tell you, man, they're not being talked about enough. That is a really, really good team. They have a really, they have a great coach, and, you know, he's a great leader. But when you get inside the conference, man, the game, everything is much different. They expect the game to be close with this weekend with the Bills and the Dolphins.
Sean, Aaron Rodgers was talked about a lot this offseason. There was a lot of stuff going on, and he went out and laid an egg week one. Do you fully expect him? We talk about the response for the Bills. You expect Aaron Rodgers to go out and for the Packers to dummy Detroit?
No, absolutely. People want to go in a panic off of one game, right? I mean, they did. Don't get me wrong. That's probably one of the worst games I think we've all seen Aaron Rodgers play in a very long time. But it was also a horrible game across the board in all three phases, you know, with special teams and the defense played bad. The entire offense played bad. It was a bad game across the board. And I think it's a bigger conversation now because of the offseason, as you just said, that we talked about with Aaron Rodgers, him not wanting to be there and disgruntled and the back and forth between the organization. So it's easy to kind of hop on and start throwing up the white flag early. When there's already turmoil in the organization. And, you know, that press conference he had coming out of off the offseason when they all reported for training camp, it was probably one of the most bluntest I've ever seen out of any starting quarterback in the National Football League and the things he was saying. He really let a rip and really said what was on his mind. Now, when you talk like that and when you're outspoken like he was, now you have to back it up. And I'm not saying he hasn't backed up in the past, but going forward in the future, when you talk like that and you say things like that in the press conference on your first day back, now you have to go out there and prove your worth all over again.
With longtime NFL Sean Merriman, so the Chargers, the team that drafted you, you started your career with, they had a pretty good week, pretty good win last week at Washington. They got a stud quarterback. They're healthy this year, healthier than they have been in years past. And they got the Cowboys at home this weekend. Dallas coming off a longer week. Pretty impressive game themselves, especially on the offensive side of things. At Tampa, even though they lost, it was close. What do you expect out of that Chargers-Cowboys game?
Yes, it's going to be another one. I think it's also going to be a shootout. One thing about Dak Prescott, and I've been very critical of him in the past, and you know, I can't put, me personally, in my opinion, I can't put Dak Prescott in that great quarterback category. I think he's a really good quarterback. But one thing is he's such a leader and he plays with emotion. He lays it out there every single time. He plays hard. So, you know, he's going to throw for 300 plus yards. He's going to have that. He's going to create that. But DeMarcus Lawrence is out, right? He went down to foot. They got a couple of injuries, up front. I just don't think, if the Washington football team couldn't get to Justin Herbert with that D line that they had, which I think is top three in the National Football League, I don't see anything changing this week if the Chargers are healthy going into this game, which they are. I don't see anything changing. If you're not going to hit Justin Herbert, if you're not going to be in his face, expect him to throw for 300-plus yards also. So it's going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be a 34-28 game or, you know, 38-34 or something like that. But it's going to be a lot of points scored. But the Chargers, in my opinion, they're going to win.
I like it. There he is, Sean Merriman. So Lights Out Extreme Fighting, where can we find it, man? I hear there's some big news in terms of where we can see this.
Yes. Lights Out Extreme Fighting on Fubo Sports, Fubo TV. You guys, I believe you can get it up there as well now. We're showing it all over in Canada and certain all over the nation and I think certain parts of Spain and so forth. So, we got a big fight coming up October 30th. But if you want to catch all of our last fights that we've had for Lights Out Extreme Fighting, is there in the library, all the content there is on Fubo Sports.
Awesome, man. Good luck with that. We always appreciate you taking time for us. We'll do it again down the road.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Sean Merriman. Likes the Chargers in a shootout and potentially to cover. Likes a tight game Miami-Buffalo. That might suggest
doesn't like
the
Dak.
Cover.
Doesn't like Dak.
Dak's entertaining, though, man. He's going to put up some numbers.
Dude, what a polarizing figure, man. Like, people think that this guy either sucks or – and I guess, Hayes, it just goes with the territory, right? You're the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Everybody's got something on you, apparently.
It's the Leafs. This is it. Like, Dak Prescott is you know, what Mitch Marner deals with. Like, oh, he's not that great. It's like, well, he is really good. Is he McDavid? No. Is Dak Mahomes? No. Does he get more attention than maybe he deserves because of the team he plays on? Yes. You know,
yeah,
like that's
I,
not his
I,
fault.
I think, but if you look at it, Marner produces. Like, for me, the most polarizing guy on the Leafs is Nylander.
Sure. I was thinking like, Nylander, but the quarterback doesn't, you know, the best forward and the quarterback of the Cowboys are not.
But like Dak, but I know what you're saying. Is he a guy that is like I have buddies who are like, that guy's the most overrated football player in the league. And I'm like, I thought he was really good.
I think he's good. I don't think he's like elite, top five elite. But if he were the, you know, if he's the seventh best quarterback in the league, that's pretty damn good. You know, maybe he's the 12th. Like, it's arbitrary. It depends on what you're looking for and how you see it and all that.
Right, right.
But I don't think he's a dud. Like, I don't think he's – I can run off 15 other quarterbacks immediately that are worse than him.
Like, that he's better than.
Immediately that he's better than. And I think I could get to 20 pretty quickly. So that puts him in the top 12.
Where's Josh Allen for you?
Allen would be ahead of him. Yeah, based on his year last year, for sure. But, you know, and there, listen, there's other guys. Like Kyler Murray had himself a weekend last week. What is Kyler going to be? And there's kids coming in. There's always guys chasing you for that status, for sure.
It's just interesting because there are people that just love him to death, and there are people that are like, you know what, he's good. And the other people that just hate, I think it's more they hate watch the Cowboys type of thing.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's more or less kind of the way it works. Brady's got the Falcons this week, which means 28-3 will be trending all Sunday afternoon.
Love it.
It's got to be nauseating if you're Matt Ryan or a Falcons fan. Like, just seeing Brady, you just must despise him. But you should hate your own team. They're the ones that blew the 28-3.
I know. That's just so incredible. That's going to stick with you forever.
Forever.
28-3, dude. Donnie Wahlberg left the building.
Mark Wahlberg.
Whatever.
Even better
brother.
Than
Mark Wahlberg left the building, a diehard Pats fan from Boston. Said, screw this, man. I'm out of here.
And he had a quarter bill on it, too. Didn't he have $250,000? I thought he had a bet on it, too.
Well, that's the crazy thing. They didn't just win. They covered the number, Noodles, because they won. Yeah. Remember, they scored a touchdown in overtime to win by six. The spread was 3.5 or whatever it was. And
it's awesome.
Like, that's the sickening thing. Is some guy was like, listen, I don't care if the Falcons win or not. You're home free with a cover. They're up 28-3. No way they're not covering this game.